USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Most states are beginning to reopen, but without clear federal guidelines, some areas are opening more cautiously than others. Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber, who's in the center of Florida's outbreak, says he's taking a gradual approach.
We're going to go slower than even other parts of the county and certainly every other part of the state, in large part because there's so much disease here. But more than that, I don't think anybody really has a playbook or a manual for this.
The total number of confirmed cases worldwide is 1,470,000. One-third of the total cases is from the United States. The global death rate from COVID-19 is one-third of a million. U.S. deaths are approaching 90,000. Just as in the United States, European leaders are weighing the risks of reopening without a vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Dr. Richard Bright, who headed America's Vaccine Development Agency, said he was removed for being critical of the Trump administration's COVID-19 response. On CBS's Face the Nation, HHS Secretary Alex Azar said he stands by his comments he made in March when he said the risk to average Americans remains low.
I was always focused on warning that the situation could change, that at the moment the risk was low to any individual right. American. So I stand by that in the sense that that's what the public health people were. I don't make this stuff up. I go with what Fauci and Redfield and Shookit and Messonnier and others say because they're the public health experts.
On ABC's This Week, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro accused Bright of being a deserter in the war against the coronavirus. In hearings this week, Bright said that Trump officials had ignored his warnings about the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Two former Democratic presidents release commencement messages to graduating high school seniors. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Former Commander-in-Chief Bill Clinton calling for them to work towards compromise rather than conflict.
Help to build, not tear down. Help to support, not demean. If you do, you'll find your own path to fulfillment and happiness.
In his message, former President Barack Obama took some thinly veiled shots at the Trump administration.
Doing what feels good, what's convenient, what's easy, that's how little kids think. Unfortunately, a lot of so-called grown-ups, including some with fancy titles and important jobs, still think that way, which is why things are so screwed up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Governors are looking for ways to open schools in a few states. USA's John Hunt has more.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis said he expects to see many K-12 public schools opening this fall in his state and elsewhere despite the coronavirus threat, though it's not going to look like any other school year. Polis said that Colorado schools will likely run in a hybrid fashion that limits social interactions in hallways and during lunchtime and has up to 20% of all children continuing with online classes at home if that's their parents' preference. California Governor Gavin Newsom and Ohio Governor Mike DeWine said they also hope to reopen some K-12 schools, but stressed it ultimately will depend on the latest health guidance on how to keep communities safe.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.